Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Always learning, John.
Oh, God, it's wonderful. And then, of course, this is the Christina Loos Show. And during this pandemic, the Christina Loos Show has gone astray. If that's what you want to say, but it's informational. No matter what we're talking about, we're trying to bring stuff to people's attention because we don't have an hour worth of this is going on and that's going on because a lot of stuff is limited. But there are some things happening, Christina. Not that many, but why don't you bring us up to date on the few things? Whoever's opened, what a park, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So what's exciting was that last week we had entered over here the first phase of reopening, which was quite exciting. So which that really meant within, you know, the town obviously is one, it was Nassau County. Retailers selling products such as clothing, electronics, appliances, they all reopened for curbside pickups. And apparently they have my email address because I can't tell you the amount of emails I got from different businesses saying we're open, you know, we have curbside pickup. So
could you stop 1 second there? So a closed store is opened?
Yeah, so it has to be if they're able to offer a curbside pickup. So there are some little boutiques that I've, you know, I'm on their email list or whatever that have opened. So it's not
you
like-
You pick a blouse out.
Yeah, I don't think, because what I was very concerned with and I looked up, I don't think it has happened yet, was that TJ Maxx's have not opened up yet because they don't really have the ability to do kind of the, you know, curbside pickup because it's so much random stuff, you know, kind of things.
Okay.
Or like not browsing.
Right. So that's the first. And then also what was part of this was construction projects, including residential and non-residential, were allowed. And I also want to remind people that business owners have the right to deny you to come in the store if you do not have a mask or some kind of face covering on. So
okay.
I want to make sure everyone just, you know, what I've kind of just, my rule of thumb is I just always have one in my bag, you know, or what if I'm going out for a walk, I have my fanny pack on and it's in there, you know, just in case you ever come into some situation, you know, where you need it. And I got my customized one. So now I feel really, my Harry Styles one came in the mail yesterday. So that was exciting. So if we're gonna have to wear it, I'm gonna have a fabulous face mask, guys. So. Phase two, fingers crossed. I know Laura Curran is talking now, so hopefully it's positive news. But hopefully within the next 2 weeks, if all goes according to plan, based on all these numbers and calculations, we should be entering phase two. So phase two is the return of professional services, which is bigger retail situations, administrative report, and real estate. I believe hairstylists fall into that. I was reading online, so stay tuned for that. And then beyond that is phase three, which includes restaurants, and phase four, which includes education, arts, entertainment, and recreation. But what's nice about the restaurant things that I was seeing too, it might be sooner than later, because a lot of local officials were asking for the support of Governor Cuomo if these restaurants are able to have outdoor seating. So they're trying to figure out ways to kind of close down streets, to put tables out there and stuff. So this is something that's really, and I have to give kudos, not that we're here to promote anyone on this show, but what stands out to me are certain local businesses and restaurants especially who are really trying to come up with innovative ways to like make this insane society work. And I have to just give a little shout out because it was a really wonderful experience to K Pacho in New Hyde Park. I actually had my 30th birthday at K Pacho, so we're a big fan there, and we go there all the time for dinner. And as everyone knows, May has been quite the celebration month for me. I had my brother, his fiance's birthday, so major milestones in our household. So Amanda had wanted, she loves Mexican food. So she really desperately wanted a Mexican restaurant, you know, and obviously we couldn't go. So I just keep turning my house. My dad was laughing. He was saying that our street, he's like, our house, who knew the different type? We're like traveling all over the world in cuisine in our household outside. So we did, I did a Mexican themed restaurant. I transformed my backyard for my immediate, you know, family. Obviously we couldn't have anyone else. But we did Cape Hacho and they had a curbside pickup catered. They had all these different specials. It was so delicious. You even were able to get margaritas to go to. And when I went there to pick it up with Jay, I was so impressed with their organized setup because they had, you know, Uber drivers, you come here. If you had did a pre-order, you pull in here. Then they had set up like outdoor bars and there were some people like spread out in the parking lot, you know, getting a cocktail. Like, so they really are trying to, you know, figure out ways to make it work, which I think is just, it was so admirable. And I really hope that, you know, especially with the summer coming, you know, that other businesses will do that. And the outdoor seating, I love eating outside. So I fully support all of that. So we'll obviously give you updates on that. And hopefully, you know, the world's crazy right now. And hopefully we have to hold on to these little glimmers of things to resume some kind of normalcy. So
I've been to that restaurant several times, actually, for birthday parties.
Yeah, it's a great spot for a birthday place. Party.
Yeah. But I have a question for you. You said hairstylist. How about just plain old hair cutters?
Yeah, no, that's all going to be
part. Will they be open?
Yeah, I believe so, because my...
Because I don't need a stylist.
Well, listen, I have to... You guys are going to laugh. You know, we've been talking about different skills of, you know, that have developed for people during quarantine. So my husband has... very thick hair, Jay, and he normally gets it cut very short, you know, by his barber who he's been going to for like 20 plus years. So Jay, his hair grows, I call him like a chia pet because they will like grow like overnight. Jay's got like this like full like dark hair.
Is he there today? Is he home?
No, he's working. Yeah, oh. He's had to work like all
bring him out, let's see.
I know, but you guys, I have to, you have to, when the next one, I'll take a picture and send it to you. So during the fiesta for my brother's fiance, my brother decides he desperately needs a haircut and who can do it better than Jay. So this is in the middle of a party and we were like, well, a party, we'll call it a party. It was five of us. I don't want to get spread the word. And so we turn around. Jay is now became a barber apparently in quarantine. So he was cutting my brother's hair and then proceeded yesterday to cut his own hair. I went to full panic because I was upstairs talking to my mom and I came down and all I saw on the floor was just a pile of hair. And I was like, please tell me Jay did not go rogue and shave it all off. But I gotta say, he was outside because he was outside. And then I looked and he did quite a great job. And then of course he needed me to do the touch-ups, which I was like terrified. I was like, I am not cut out for like this kind of pressure. This is not my career. But he did it. So Otto, maybe, you know, Barbershop Jay might be open.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm surprised that actually there aren't barbers open that would do one-on-one somewhere in a street corner or whatever.
But they should be opening, you know, because like I said, I knew about the phase two kind of, hopefully, like I said, opening because my hairdresser reached out to me and was like, you should put an appointment now because this is what we're anticipating. And like people, of course, are going like, you know, crazy over it. So. Luckily, my hair is just getting long. It's getting a little darker, but it's maintainable. It's not, you know, completely out of control. But yes, yeah, so I will keep everyone posted on as if when phase two is happening and what is included in that, because hopefully we just kind of get this ball rolling and it'll feel good. So, but I want to remind people within the town, the building department is open. But however, you due to the, you know, the guidelines, there's no walk-in service. You can make an appointment, though, if you need to drop off some kind of very detailed application, which a lot of these permits require. So that was good. So you can call 311 for more information on the building department. Also opened last week or the week before, because my who knows what day it is anymore, North Hempstead Beach Park and Manor Haven Beach opened up for the season. It's only open to 50% capacity. And for North Hempstead.
You know, Christina, how they control that? Like, as no, the cars, can they stop?
I think it's the certain amount of cars. Because, you know, like under North, I was trying to figure this out because I haven't even attempted to do, I picked up my beach umbrella, but I haven't like, I wasn't ready to brace the beach yet. But I think it's, you know, like when you go on a normal day to the beach, there are certain cutoffs, you know, you'll see field five is full or whatever. So they must have a certain amount now, you know, capped off.
I was actually at North Hempstead Beach Park over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
And do have, the first of all, they usually have several passages or gates you can go through. Mm-hmm. They only have one gate, and there are people there basically counting the cars. But it was far from 50%. It was a little nippy that day. But yeah, that's a big parking lot too. So
fees were all waived.
Yeah.
For that, so which is you don't have to pay.
They must have a way of I didn't see them do it, but I think they count the cars going in and coming out. And
you know what? I just want to talk about the fees being waived. I was talking to Judy last week, and it was very interesting because I know that there are no fees now for people going in to use the beach or the parks or anything. And I told her that was very nice because I personally think that the residents of a town should appreciate it, that they don't have to spend anything. And she said, you know, she hopes so too, but the more important part is she was more concerned for employee safety. And the less money you have to pass back and forth or credit cards and possible contamination, she says it's not worth it. She has maintained such a fiscally conservative budget that she said we can afford to err on the side of safety of our residents than squeeze an extra $10 now and then out of people. And I thought that was, I mean, that's the sign of a true leader. You know, she could have charged everybody. Nobody's looking for her for free. But then why should people get sick possibly because you're getting a $10 bill or $7, as we know, Christina, or a credit card going back and forth, you know, for no reason.
No, you're right. And that's what I think is really so remarkable about North Hempstead during this whole process, you know, because like I said, there's been such quick decision making and really planning on to how, you know, so you're figuring out the resident safety, the employee safety, but then it's still like trying to figure out what can be done to kind of have, you know, stuff going on. So it's not a complete like stop in everything. So I just think it's wonderful that, you know, the supervisor and the whole town board really think about, you know, because also on top of what they're doing, there's going to be a bunch of public hearings on expanded outdoor dining, on department build, on a building department refunds, and extended hours for construction. So they're trying to cover all their bases on all this, which I think is really wonderful. So,
which is important, and we want to be informed, and that's what the reason for this radio program. There's a lot going to be happening over the next several weeks to several months, and you're going to be tuning in on Fridays to hear all about it. But right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.